station just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
Gentlemen, this is Chuck Carlson. I'm guest today, but it looks like I'm going to be host today and guest because Robbie Noel can't get in somehow for technical reasons. I do this because I have a lot of appreciation for what the program does and for what John Stoutmiller and his supporters do. And also, this has been going on with Robbie, where we've talked about Christian Zionism on Fridays for at least 3 years, and it's so easy to do this program because Robbie Noel is maybe the best host I've ever been on with in terms of understanding things and being conversational. So I'm happy to try to fill in. We'll sort of patch along here what some of the things that I plan to talk to him about. We always do these programs completely unrehearsed, so we don't really know what's going to come out until we go on, but we always have a couple of little ideas. I know you missed the market report from Robbie today, and I can't add much to what he would. I can't provide much in that area, except that today I noticed a very surprising thing. I read in some market study that the state of Utah had passed a bill that made gold, silver, bullion, coins, everything legal tender. And the person who was pushing this idea suggested that this was going to be a revolutionary change. It got me really excited. I went and looked up the bill that did all of this in the Utah legislature, which was apparently signed into law yesterday or the day before by the governor of the state of Utah. And in looking at it, I found that it had a fatal flaw right away in it. I read the first four pages of the book, and I think Robbie kind of confirmed this to me in an email that he saw it the same way. It looked like the attorney general for the state of Utah backed out on his responsibility to declare whether a bill that the legislature is about to pass is legal or not. And it seems that instead they put a clause in the bill that said that the bill would be legal as far as making gold bullion and silver coins and silver bullion legal tender only as far as those coins that were issued, coins only, issued by the United States government. So that would mean old dimes and nickel and old quarters, I guess, and silver dollars would sort of be legal tender, but then there was a question. I didn't get that far because it stated that in order for all the other gold products and silver products to become legal tender in the state, a court of competent jurisdiction would have to rule that it was legal for the state to pass this law, or else they're going to have the United States Congress come through with a resolution where they said that it was okay for the state of Utah to start allowing legal tender. Well, obviously that's not going to happen. And a court of competent jurisdiction, I suppose that means the Supreme Court or some district court, and then that's subject to all the appeals and everything. So when it looked like all of a sudden a big disappointment to me. So it looks like back to square one. And that might explain why gold and silver didn't just go through skyrocket. Because when I first saw this news release from one of the enthusiastic gold and silver guys, not our friend Robbie, but someone else, it sounded like to me that gold and silver should go up in price immediately, because you'd be able to simply go to Utah and trade for legal tender, and you wouldn't have to worry about taxes, and there were no sales tax or anything. Anyway, so that disappointment is off. So that's the end of my attempt to give you any kind of a Robbie Noel story here. I plan to talk to Robbie about a lot about the Palestine situation today and the impending war, of course, in Iran. And one thing I did notice today that the price of crude oil was up big in the marketplace. And since there's plenty of crude oil in the marketplace, there's no shortage anywhere in the world, there's actually a glut of crude oil. Anytime you see the price of crude oil going up, it pretty much indicates that people think there's gonna be something, big people think there's gonna be something happening to cut off the crude oil supply. And that, of course, would focus down on war in Iran. That would be the biggest this being one of the big four or five biggest producers in the world, this would be the one thing that could cause the shortage, the glut of oil to become a shortage overnight, would be if Iran becomes the war target. This is an omen that I think is a bad omen, and we do have these so-called meetings going on, which are supposed to be discussing Iran's nuclear program, and I think a lot of us have deep suspicions that the people who've gone there for the U.S. and Western Europe, and of course Israel, are there for the purpose of making war, not for the purpose of making peace, and that no matter what Iran does, it's going to be very hard for them to get any kind of credit for any kind of cooperation. And of course, as we look at Iran today, someone kindly sent me a listing from Lou Rockwell, Inc. Maybe Robbie's already talked about some of this, but it is a map of Iran, and it shows all the United States military bases around it. And I didn't count them, but they're on three sides. The only side that there aren't any on is Turkmenistan. It does not seem to have any, and Azerbaijan does not seem to have any U.S. military bases. But every other country around Iran has multiple numbers of these. That includes, of course, Iraq and Afghanistan, who are on the east and the west of Iran. So Iran is completely surrounded by United States military bases, and it's so impending when you look at it. How can you expect? It looks like it's planned to make war regardless of what anybody says or does. We would hope that all of our listeners and Robbie's listeners would join us in putting the pressure on whoever you can to stop this idea of a perpetual war, another war in Iran. Now, as we speak, the war in between Israel and Palestine isn't getting any better, and there's a lot of news about the warring issues between Palestine and Israel. But I want to call your attention to story that an email that came to me this week that was very encouraging, and it was from a travel guru, one of these people that makes these trips everywhere and has been everywhere in the world, and we see several of them. And this one is some of you have seen him. His name is Rick Steves, and he's from he's very active on the public broadcasting networks around the country. And he's traveled everywhere and been everywhere, I guess, except it sounds like he's never been to Palestine. And Rick Steves, about a year ago, did a very interesting travel to Iran. And I think to his surprise, he found out he really liked the people in Iran, and he really liked the country, and he was very comfortable and happy there, and he let it show a lot. And in this letter that he sent out to people, the subscribers, the people that travel with him and support him probably, he made a very brave statement. He said, "I've been duped. I've been bamboozled," was the way he ended his statement. And what it was all about was he'd been fed a lot of lies about what life is like in Palestine, and he came to realize that. So now we have a break here for advertising.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com. Then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions. Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Prepare and survive right now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Mothers, fathers, grandmothers, and grandfathers all over the world are worried. World-renowned experts predict economic collapse and war. The time to prepare is now. Don't miss the Get Prepared Expo with KWTO's Vincent Finelli. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Thinking about the times you drove in my car, thinking that I might have drove you too far.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Chuck Carlson with We Hold These Truths. I'm filling in for Robbie today because he can't get in for some reason. And, of course, I was talking about, and I guess I'm a little lax on the commercial here for the station and for the coin business and investment business of Robbie Noel and the flip side. And so don't forget to patronize them, and we're appreciative of their efforts here and the good sponsors they are. We were talking about Rick Steve. His name is like a first name, S-T-E-V-E. And Rick Steve appears on Public Broadcasting Network all the time, doing roadshow type appearances, usually walking around. Somebody's photographing him. He's talked to people in all these places. Rick Steves Europe is very popular, and he does all of these great programs. And he just seems to be a really nice guy. His letter that came out to some of us and got to me secondhand says this: I've been duped. Do you know the frustration you feel when you believe in something strongly and then you realize that information that made you believe it was from a source that has an agenda to deceive? This is the way he starts out. He ends up saying the criticism of Israel's politics is not automatically anti-Semitic. See J Street for an example of pro-Israel, pro-peace groups. In fact, the irony is that for Israel's hardliners, their clever PR strategy could be their worst enemy. While Israel certainly deserves security on its land, the Israeli occupation of Palestine territory in Gaza and the West Bank degrades Israel and drives Palestinians to desperation. And that's certainly true. The question is whether Israel is conducting a brutal military occupation or a reasonable defense against terrorism, and this gets no real airtime. If you care about the long-term security of Israel, we have a responsibility to understand what our government is funding and supporting. I believe that watching this documentary is a painful first step to finding a just and lasting peace in the Middle East. If you are a friend of Israel, you must watch Peace Propaganda and the Promised Land. That's a 2003 video that's extremely well done, and it does show what is really happening or what was happening way back in 2003 when I was in Gaza, or when I just come home from Gaza. And Rick Steve is awakened to this, and the significance of something like this is that he doesn't have anything to gain by this. He has everything to lose. He depends totally on the public and on the goodwill of all kinds of radio stations and TV stations, and he is going to have an attack leveled on him like the ones that have been leveled on me at times for telling the truth about Israel and Palestine. You just can't be in the public eye like Rick Steve is and do something like this without being hammered for it, and I know that he's going to have a lot of problems. So hopefully he knew that going in, and even if he didn't, he's doing the right thing. If you want to learn more about this, go to our website, WHTT.org, and I'm sure Robbie will be posting this too when he gets around to it, but WHTT.org, and look for the story on Rick Steves, and also the video. There's a link to this Peace Propaganda in the Promised Land that changed this man seemingly almost overnight and caused him to take throw away caution and come right out and make this statement, I've been bamboozled. So please watch it. And the other point I want to make is that we should never give up on our ability to accomplish things. I've thought several times when I saw Rick Steve, gee, I ought to try to get a hold of him. He seems to be an honest guy, and he seems to be sort of conscious of spiritual things. I just kind of like him when I hear him. He seemed like the kind of guy I'd like to go on a tour somewhere with. And I didn't do that, but I found out from a friend of mine who is a pastor, he's a Lutheran pastor, that Rick Steve is a Lutheran. He's not a Judeo-Christian or a Christian Zionist from a Christian Zionist sect. He's from one of those sort of neutral sects that you can actually deal with. And it turns out that my friend has been trying to get Rick Steve educated and even trying to get him to do a tour in Palestine that would go to the Arab places and give people a real view of what it's really like in Palestine. And apparently my friend has been working on persuading Rick Steves for a couple of years, and all of a sudden we see this in the mail, and this is sort of the product of our efforts. It's the thing we work for if we really are conscious of trying to make a change in the world. And the idea of finding people who might be decent and open-minded and might just be deceived is what we need to constantly be thinking about. I'm doing my commercial here on Robbie's show, and this is what we believe in, that we hold these truths. And please go to our website, and you can learn a lot more about this. And don't just give up. I think I hear the music play. I'm like break time.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. need, Steve?
Can you spare any diesel fuel?
Maybe. What do you have to offer?
How about this $5 gold piece?
What the heck am I supposed to do with that?
Come on, man. I'm your neighbor.
What else you got?
Well, I've got some heirloom squash seed.
Any zucchini? Dark green?
Yes, of course. I've got a Texas Ready Liberty seed bank.
How much diesel fuel did you say you need?
I could really use a gallon.
Yes, folks, it's not called seed money for nothing. At Texas Ready, we've thought of the big stuff and the little stuff, so you can think of the other stuff. We've got you covered from beans to barter. Order today at texasready.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And we've got a long ways to go. This is Chuck Carlson, again, filling in for Robbie. I'm the guest who turned into the host today, doing my best. And I want to remind you that this is, program is sponsored by Republic Broadcasting Network. They sell gold and silver, and they know the answers to these issues and questions that you need to know about. So talk to them. Talk to Robbie Noel. My favorite guy in the gold and silver business. And we're going to go on from here. We were talking about Rick Steves and the courage that he showed and how this turning the maybe that's going on in a very influential celebrity-type guy, a honest celebrity-type guy, actually could have make a huge difference and came about probably as a result of one person who made an issue out of trying to get to know him and to convince him that he didn't really understand the facts in Israel and Palestine. We're going to talk about Israel and Palestine a little bit today. Of course, we have the Christian circles that we work in, we have the two philosophies. We have the mainline or the traditional Christian philosophy that does not hold that Israel is anything special. It's just another country. They know how it got there. It got there by power and conniving, and in a lot of respects, and determination by a few people, and at the expense of the population that was already there. On the other hand, there is the Christian Zionist faction, who we talk about all the time. They believe that the state of Israel was actually put there by God deliberately, that it goes all the way back to Abraham's days, that it's tied in with the flight of the Egyptians, or the so-called flight of the Israelites out of Egypt, and we need to talk about that sometime. It fits into the idea that God planned the state of Israel to be there all the time, and therefore they can't do anything wrong because they're carrying out God's will. This is the Christian Zionist view that is carried out by maybe as much as one-third of all our churches and influences more than a third of all the people in the United States. And you can separate these people by asking them the very simple question. When you meet someone and the issue comes up, you can ask them, do you believe that Israel is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? And chances are somebody like Rick Steves or this pastor friend of mine would say, of course not. It's another state. God didn't put it there. It got there by men. And if you asked somebody with the Florida Family Association, which is trying to boycott everybody that has anything to do with Islam, they would say, absolutely not. Absolutely, Israel is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. It's God's chosen. They're still chosen. They'll always be chosen. And we need this war in Iran because Israel needs that war in order to establish their security in the world. American Florida Family Association is connected with the, at least they claim to be connected with the American Family Association, which is out of Alabama, I believe. And it's an old line outfit, and it's always seemed like kind of conservative Christian right. But when it comes down to it, it's all wrapped up in this bigotist idea that this one state is different from all the other states in the entire world, that Israel is God's state, and that Israel's people are God's chosen people, and therefore they really can't do any wrong, and we Americans need to go to war at every opportunity if it helps them. And that's the basic philosophy of Christian Zionism. In recent times, we've been talking about a kind of an outgrowth of that, and it's called, we call it Messianic Christianity. And it's something that Jesus' disciples ran into in the very days when they were out trying to carry out the mission that they've been given to do. And they ran into these former Judeans who had become Christians and started Christian churches and were working in the churches, and then they wanted to go back to practice old Israelite customs, the old ancient customs that had been carried down through the unwritten Talmud, the law of the unwritten law of the so-called Israelites and Judeans. And that law, of course, had all kinds of customs in it that we today would find abhorrent and absolutely outrageous. And those early Christians had this problem, and they had to try to explain to these people that when they took on Christianity, they gave up everything else, and they put behind them the old customs and the old ideas and the old myths, some of which were Israelite myths. It was okay to believe anything you wanted, but you had to practice exactly what Jesus told you, or you were not following Christ. That is the idea that's central in the whole problem we have in the Middle East. Starting with the root of this problem is the ongoing occupation of the Palestinian people by the Israelis, not the Israelites, not the ancient Hebrews, but the Israelis, who have nothing to do with any of those other ancient groups. And this is going on right today as we speak. And if we could solve this problem of the conflict, the occupation of the Palestinian people with justice for the Palestinian people, we'd find that these other wars around the world would be a lot easier to avoid, such as Afghanistan. We wouldn't be in Afghanistan. We would never have been in the tragic country of Iraq. And we wouldn't be thinking about going into Iran, a country that has 20 or 25 United States military bases ringing it and has no real capabilities of their own to even defend themselves. We wouldn't even be thinking about doing that. What are some of these issues that are going on? Well, if you go to We Hold These Truths website, the rest of this program will pretty much come from the stories that we saw fit to post on our website this week. And it's, again, it's WHTT.org. And you look for the column called Unheralded News, and there you'll find the stories that the Rick Steves story is there, and the video that Rick Steves, that we think Rick Steves saw, which changed him, that's a link there. You can see it free. You just have to go click it. And it's a 90-minute video. Stories are coming out of Palestinian territory that are heart-rending and touching. Israel released two Palestinians this week. They'd been on hunger strikes. One of these men, I won't name him, but he'd been on hunger strike for, believe it or not, 66 days. That's longer than it was thought that you could possibly live without food. He was just picked up at his home, thrown into this Israeli prison. They have some 7,000 of these Palestinians who are imprisoned there. The majority of them have never been tried for anything. A lot of them have been there literally for years without being charged with anything. This brave man, his name is Kadar Adnan, decided he didn't want to live if he had to live that way, and he went on a hunger strike. And he's managed to live for 66 days before they were released. He's lost all his hair. He's lost 30 kilograms of weight, and he's close to death. And we don't know if he's alive today because he was released on the 17th of April. Very close to the same day, a woman was released from prison. They don't just do this to men in Israel. They picked up this lady. She's a 30-year-old woman. She's a Palestinian, and she had spent a couple of years in an Israeli prison. And her release was negotiated in a fair, square deal where the Palestinians agreed to release a prisoner of war who was a French soldier that they had held for 2 years. And they've been holding him, basically trying to trade him for the release of hundreds and hundreds of Palestinians. And they finally obtained the release of about, I think, 300 women and 700 men in exchange for this man. And one of these women was free for only about 30 days. And the knock on the door came, and Hannah Shalabi, 30 years old, was drugged away, thrown into prison again, and she promptly went on a hunger strike. Her hunger strike, also to the point of death, lasted 43 days before she was released. We don't know. We have no way of knowing if Hannah Shalabi has managed to live through this. She may have died before they could possibly hydrate her and get her back to living condition. 43 or 64 or 66 days is more than most people thought you could live. But now there are literally hundreds of Palestinians in these jails that are actually going on hunger strikes. It's spreading very, very fast. Your news media won't tell you any part about this. You'll have to get that from Public Broadcasting Network or from our website or from other people who care about these Palestinian people. These are things that inescapably brutal things that are going on. There's also an unpublished flotilla that has gone into Israel. It went in about the 17th, the end of last week. It went in last Sunday, actually. And these are people from all over the country who bought a ticket to go to Israel. They got a passport from various countries. All they want to do is come to Israel and tour the country and meet the Palestinian people, show their support for them. Israel, of course, knew this was coming. And this is the amazing thing that it happens only with these chosen people and their treatment of us. It is beyond really belief. Israel has a blacklist of people that they consider undesirable. We don't know who's on that list. I could be on it, or Robbie could be on it. Anybody can be on this list because it's not published. But when Israel found out that 1,500 people were coming to actually support the Palestinian people peacefully, of course, unarmed. These people have no armaments. They sent this blacklist to all the airlines, and they told the airlines that if they flew any of these people into Israel, that they would have to pay for taking them back where they came from. Israel was forced, American Airlines, Continental Airlines, Western, whoever flies into Delta, whoever flies into Israel would have to turn around and take these people back for no other reason that they want a list that the state of Israel has. This list was passed out. Dozens of these people were turned around. Hundreds were turned around. A number got in that apparently weren't on any list or were not detected or something. And Israel has captured them. These are American citizens, French citizens, and in this release on the 17th, Israel warns airlines deploy forces ahead of Sunday, and they warned the airlines about this, and then they went ahead and captured a number of French citizens who come into Palestine to see what Rick Steves has seen on this video that he watched. These people wanted to come in and see this and show support for this woman, Hannah, and the man who spent 66 days on a hunger strike in jail. And they can't even get in. They're literally captured when they come there for no other reason than they're considered Israel unreliable. No other country in the face of the earth could do this. If this was any other country that did this to one American citizen, you'd have a diplomatic uprising. You'd have our embassy threatening to be removed. I don't know what they'd do. What if 500 perfectly Americans with perfectly good passports flew into Sweden and the Swedish airline arrested them all, or forced them to go back forcibly and made someone else pay for their ticket? What would be the response of our embassy towards Sweden or Germany or China or anyone else? The answer is obvious. But Israel gets away with it because why? Because the people that support the idea that God's chosen people have enough clout to make our government perform this way. Time that changes. So I'm going to shift gears here a bit. One of the incidents that happened in Israel, something you can see, IDF officer regrets beating an activist in front of a camera. One of these people who actually got in to Palestine was from another country, and he was Danish. He's from Denmark. There's a lot of peace-loving people in the Scandinavian countries. They take part in these things. And this guy was in one of the West Bank settlements. There he was trying to get through a checkpoint. He was standing there with a bunch of other people. Someone was photographing this on a mini camera of some kind, and an Israeli defense officer named Lieutenant Colonel Shaul Eisner walked over and right in front of the camera slammed this Danish man who was doing absolutely nothing, as best you could tell. He might have said something, but he slammed him right in the mouth with his rifle. He used the rifle like a baton. He just punched it right into this guy's face. He knocked the guy flat. He was hauled away and given first aid. I don't know what the damage to the Danish citizen was, but this is a Danish citizen traveling on a legitimate passport in front of an Israeli checkpoint, and guess what happened? Lieutenant Colonel Eisner had to apologize. He said he was sorry. They used his rifle, but he actually used the hand holder of the rifle, or maybe even the protruding clip that sticks out of these metal automatics, and he, right in front of the whole world, he smashed this guy's face. And then he had to apologize. Now, the only reason he apologized, of course, is because someone got a picture of it and somehow had a way of getting that picture out of Israel. Did that picture show up on your television set? No, it didn't, sadly. You have to see it by going to our site. Look for it there. Compare Israel's context. And now take another break here as I hear the music dimly in the background. And here's your monster.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Okay, we're going to head right into this because we've run short of time because we got a slow start. This is Chuck Carlson filling in on the flip side for Robbie Noel on Republic Broadcasting Network. And patronize these people. Do business with them. They're the best place to buy your gold and silver coins. And because they're the most honest people. And I know because I've been working with Robbie for 3 or 4 years now on these programs. We were talking about events in Palestine and Israel. I have a little wrap-up remark or two, but we do like to take calls. We have a quick call. We have, is it Bob from Florida? If you're there, Bob, or if you're not Bob, tell me who you are and come on in. Please take it real quick. We only have a couple minutes.
Yes, it's Barb from Fort Worth, Florida. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Carlson. I was listening to your program from last week on the archives, and it really hit me. Our church has been taken over by the Messianic Jews. On Friday, they have a Shabbat service, and Easter Day, they had some kind of little procession where they put the Star of David on some kind of pillow or something, and then, you know, marched out in a little ceremony with the Star of David. And our pastor thinks that the Star of David is the two inverted triangles, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, body, mind, and spirit. What do you have to say about that, Pastor?
That's a new one on me, and I'm not a pastor.
But, oh, I'm sorry.
Body, But it's okay to call me Pastor, because you don't have to be much to be a pastor these days. I really appreciate your call. I hadn't heard this strange Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and then what are the other three?
Body, mind, and spirit.
Body, mind, and spirit. This is typical of the inventions of the Messianics. They'll come up with anything, 6 points for the star. They incorporate three into it and put in the other one. This is happening. Take the story of Rick Steve, give it to your pastor. Sometimes these kind of things might just have an influence. All you can do is be very gentle with them and try to influence them. And, of course, I don't have to tell you, I don't think, Barb, look for a new church.
If you can't stand,
don't change though. Don't go to a different church until you find one. Stick in the one you are in and try to tough it out and see if you can make some progress with somebody. But you're absolutely right. This is an epidemic, and maybe we'll prevail upon Robbie to talk about more of it next week, because it is so important. The Christian Zionist movement is the fanatical, radical, screaming maniacs who are not respected much by anyone. And it is being replaced very rapidly by this much more smooth and clever and polished and well-funded messianic movement, which is just a way of Judaizing Christian churches. And, of course, the end result is the same. They've become the most Zionist churches, and, as you say, carrying a pillow around, showing the Israeli flag, inventing new symbols. It's all part of this, and it's hard work for us, Barbara, but thank you for your effort.
Okay, thank you.
And email me and tell me more. We'd like to hear more, and we'll try to help any way we can. Our job is to try to help people with these problems. I'm Chuck Carlson from WHET.org, filling in for Robbie Noel. Grateful for the chance to help out a good friend. Thank you. This is the flip side on Republic Broadcasting. Buy your coins from them. Bye.